Home Study and the Catholic Faith. We hear frequently about the right of Catholic parents to educate their children. Not so often emphasized, and it extends from the first moment of conception, is the grave obligation that parents have in this regard. There is no lessening of responsibility, even if the child is sent to a school with very talented, orthodox teachers. Parents' commitment must be heroic. It is a duty imposed on them by matrimony. And this is but one subject covered by Father Harten. To make it easy on the purse to get the message out to many thousands, Eternal Life offers this high-quality audio tape and many others listed in our catalog at a low, low price. For even lower prices in higher quantities, call us toll-free at 1-800-842-2871. Now, Father Harten.
Suppose we start this evening's conference with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, Mother of the Holy Family, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This evening's conference, I am planning to speak on Catholicism and home study. That title is a little bit different than the advertised title so far, but I thought the title I am choosing will best bring out what I want to share with you, Catholicism and home study. The soul of Catholic education is in the home. This is no pious aphorism. It is a verdict of 2 millennia of Catholic history. Needless to say, it is not commonly recognized, and until recently, not even appreciated. My plan here is to address myself to the defense of Catholic religious education in the home. I say defense because for 2 centuries, Catholic Americans have practically identified Catholic education with institutions as the bedrock of religious instruction. Some people still do not realize that we are living, frankly, in a different world. The massive breakdown of a once flourishing Catholic school system is only part of the picture. There has been such a widespread secularization in our country that unless the family becomes the seedbed of religious instruction in our homes, nothing less, I believe, than the survival of the Catholic Church in the United States is at stake. My plan is to cover 3 principal aspects of Catholicism and home study. We shall ask ourselves first, what is Catholic home study? Then, why is it necessary? And most important, how should it be put into effective practice? We begin then by asking ourselves the fundamental question, what is Catholic home study? The expression Kathy Holmes' study, I submit, is deceptively simple. It may seem to mean getting religion at home. In that sense, every home, and surely every Catholic home, should provide a religious atmosphere for their children to live their faith. But something much deeper is involved here. The very words Catholicism and Catholic are on trial in the modern world. And the lower casing of the word Catholic and Catholicism, or Catholic Church, is only symptomatic of what I am saying. In the Apostles' Creed, we say, I believe in the Catholic Church. But by now, there are, I submit, almost as many definitions of Catholicism as there are persons who profess to be Catholic. There are, and they insist that they are, Catholic dissenters who deny the most fundamental mysteries of Christianity. The very word dissenter is deceptive. In most cases, it means heretics. And a Catholic heretic is a contradiction in terms. There are, as they call themselves, Catholics for free choice. They will murder unborn children and defend their crimes as compatible with the Catholic faith. Only recently, a large American university was required by the Holy See to stop funding abortionists because of pressure from critics who insisted, justly, that if the institution is to call itself Catholic, it should conform to the basic norms of Catholic morality and murder the murder of the unborn is surely not part of Catholic morality. When then we speak of Catholic home study, we are not playing with words. We mean religious instruction which is unambiguously faithful to the two millennia of the Catholic Church's teaching. And the key word here is unambiguously. Believe me, this is no cheap adverb. As I've been telling audiences for some years now, the editors of the latest International English Dictionary, after years of research, decided they could no longer publish a dictionary that would define the meaning of words in English. They could only produce a, quotes, dictionary which describes how English words are used. There was such massive confusion of ideas in the Anglo-Saxon world that it would be surprising if it were even possible if words like Catholic and Catholicism did not become victims of this global cultural ambiguity. What then do we mean by Catholic home study? We mean home study that, in the words of Christ, does not conform to this world, but remains loyal to those principles of belief and of human conduct for which by now countless thousands have shed their blood rather than deny. And today, on the feast of my own fellow Jesuit martyrs, 10 canonized saints, 19 beatified, all in the English-speaking world, led by Edmund Kempion. How they knew what it means to be a Catholic. What then is Catholic home study? It is home study that believes God became man in the person of Jesus Christ. It believes that he was conceived of the Virgin Mary, that he suffered and died on the cross, and historically rose from the dead, that he is really, truly present in the fullness of his physical human nature, united with the divinity in the Holy Eucharist. It believed that the church Christ founded has a visible head on earth, who is the Bishop of Rome, and he is then the teacher and guide, and dare I say, the human lawgiver authorized by God of the whole human race. We are speaking of studying the Catholic faith. To study, studere in Latin. To study means to apply oneself intellectually, systematically, and according to a regular program to the mastery of a carefully predetermined subject. The subject here is the whole spectrum of what the Catholic Church, founded by Jesus Christ, teaches, and therefore believes that we must know and do in this life in order to attain the eternal life for which we were created. This study of the faith may be part of a home study which covers not only religion, but all the standard subjects that are commonly taught in school. And a growing number of Catholic parents see no choice. They believe under God they have an obligation to teach their children not only religion, but history and literature, geography and arithmetic, and the whole spectrum of the social sciences that are now part of the standard curriculum of institutional education. And other parents, for a variety of reasons, will allow an institution to teach their children what are still called, quotes, secular subjects. Kathy Holmes' study will then concentrate on what are formerly religious subjects. And the parents will teach their children what they are to believe, how they are to behave, and how they are to worship God as professed Catholics. Let me, however, add an important clarification. What should be made plain is that, in practice, you can hardly separate religion from what are popularly called, I repeat, secular subjects, like history or geography. Every subject in the curriculum has deep religious roots, religious implications, and religious applications. Take a simple subject like history. Everything you touch in recorded history is saturated with religious events and religious issues. There really is no purely secular history, no more than there is, shall we say, pure secular literature, secular biography, or would you believe it, secular geography. I have saved the word home for the last. Why? Because collaboration of parents related by blood is not a home. A home on Catholic premises is a believing community of father, mother, and children. They share the same faith and are inspired by the same moral principles. A home presumes a family, and for Christians, a family which is united by the bonds of selfless love. Given the tragic breakdown of family life in our country, the very term home study demands the existence of real homes with real families that fulfill the meaning of a family which Christianity introduced into the world in the Roman Empire. Our concentration so far was on the what. And now we ask ourselves why. Why is Kathy Holmes' study not just valuable or useful, but necessary? Most Catholic parents who have undertaken to teach their own children have not, understandably, analyzed their reasons. There is a deep instinct, partly born of nature, but especially animated by divine grace, which moves parents to do what, under God, they believe they should do. We might say sheer parental instinct has prompted them. What, not many years ago, was a rare exception, but no more. The grace they've received from God has made them realize, consciously and painfully, the need for home study as part of our contemporary modern world. The popes of our day have been telling the bishops of the Western world that they must re-evangelize and re-catechize their people. Our present Holy Father, John Paul II, I read through one Alemana visit talk the Holy Father gives to the bishops after another, and especially in the Western Euro-American countries, the Pope keeps insisting on the necessity of re-evangelizing their people. The process of de-Christianization, or as we may call it, of paganization of once Christian societies, has become too deep and too widespread to be ignored. Not to know this is not to realize, and the figure is a safe statistic: over 1 million Protestant parents are homeschooling their children in the United States. Our answer, therefore, to the opening question is not as easy as may seem. This de-Christianization requires, these are not cheap words, a re-Christianization. Let me say it. This is not merely proclaiming the gospel to people who have never, say, heard of Jesus Christ and His Mother Mary. It is nothing less than reclaiming and reclaiming millions who may even indeed have been taught at one time and not only sought to say the rudiments of the true faith, who had even more or less believed, but who have sadly, I will use the verb, but I'll change the meaning immediately, who have lost their Catholic heritage. But hear it. In theology we teach no one loses their Catholic faith. Do you hear me? No one loses their Catholic faith. They reject it. The Church teaches that a Catholic always has two powerful grounds for remaining a Catholic for the rest of his earthly life. One, because the mind can never find any rational, valid grounds for discrediting or undermining the truth of Catholic Christianity. And secondly, God will never be wanting with His grace for those who have been both baptized and brought up even minimally in the Catholic faith. Concretely, therefore, we may say that Catholic home study is necessary to recover the faith for millions, and I'll keep using that word, millions, where with greater or less culpability deprive themselves of the riches of divine truth revealed to the world by the Word made flesh, who is the light of the world. Get it? The light of the whole world.